Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills Podcast. Dag Heward Mills Podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. A warm welcome this Thursday evening. There are many aspects of the Holy Spirit that have an influence on a person's life. One of the key manifestations is intelligence. In today's message, Bishop Dag teaches how the Holy Spirit has an effect on your level of intelligence. The more you come into contact with God, the more you begin to know across all areas of your life. Loving and seeking the Holy Spirit is the key to gaining more knowledge and wisdom. Today, Bishop Dag will share the four pillars that the Holy Spirit will help you to gain so that you can become stronger in your level of intelligence. The Holy Spirit has an influence on your intelligence because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, your level of cleverness goes higher and higher. After today's message, I believe we shall increase in intelligence as we give ourselves more to the Holy Spirit. Listen and be blessed.
To church on a Sunday morning, walking and hearing the church bells ring, seeing the folk who mean everything to us, praising the Lord as we loudly sing. You can just feel that the Lord is there. Oh, it's so good to be here, praising the Lord again. When I think how Jesus loved me, I take heart to live with Him. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the joy of
to be here. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the great opportunity that we have to be here on Sunday morning. Thank you for your blessedness, the blessedness of your Holy Spirit upon us today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Um, turn with me in the Bible. Where do you want to turn to? Huh? Anywhere. All right. Turn to Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Ida, sing for me.
Blessed Jesus, you are my first love. There is no other love that can compare. Blessed Jesus, it is your holy love, it is your perfect love that draws us to you. And there's no other love that we desire. There's no greater love that we could ever know. Blessed Jesus, you are my first love. There is no other love that can compare. And there's no other love that we desire. There's no greater love that we could ever know. You are blessed, Jesus. You are my first love. There is no other love that can compare. Oh, 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 oh. That can compare. Oh, no. That can compare.
Hallelujah. Allah for the master. That's how they say it in Sierra Leone. Allah for the master. Allah for the master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great. Are you excited this morning?
Yeah.
This morning I'm sharing and continuing on my subject, the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit. So, today, I am sharing, and I had a verse here in Job 38, verse 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades? Pleiades is a group of stars in the heavens, and they have some kind of influence on what is going on in the earth. Now, I think the greatest influence is the influence of the Holy Spirit. That should be influencing us. And when you are really influenced by the Holy Spirit, you become spiritual. Yeah. If you go to America and you are really influenced by America, you become Americanized. Or they say you're American. Do you understand? Because you've been so influenced by America that you become American. All right? And similarly, if you have been so influenced by the Holy Spirit, you become spiritual. Isn't it? So, I started by sharing with you about prophets and spiritual men. And the reality of becoming a spiritual person. Now, this spirituality is brought about by the influences of the Holy Spirit on our lives. Now, many people know the Holy Spirit only for his ability to make us speak in tongues. And that is a very limited understanding of the influences of the Holy Spirit, or the influences of the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit or the presence of the Holy Spirit on your life has many, many, many influences and many effects which many people are not aware of. If you were aware of, you would pray every day for the Holy Spirit. You would always be asking for the Holy Spirit to be poured out on you and for the Holy Spirit to be given to you. So this morning, I'm sharing about the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit on your level of intelligence. The sweet influences of the Holy Spirit on your level of intelligence. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the things that people do not realize is that if you are under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you are not becoming more daft or more dense or thick-headed, but you are actually becoming more intelligent. That's what people don't realize. Many people don't realize that the Holy Spirit has a great influence on the level of your intelligence. Yeah. What somebody will call your IQ. Alright? The more the Holy Spirit influences you, the more intelligent you become. Yeah. And the less the Holy Spirit influences you, the more stupid you become. In fact, the Bible tells us, right? You become stupid. Not stupid, stupid. The Bible tells us, so you may ask, so what about the intelligence of somebody like Steve Jobs, who's been able to create the iPad and the iPod and the iPhone and all the things that he did? If the Holy Spirit was unable to make him know God, or he was unable to know God, the Bible has declared that he was a fool. Yeah. He's a fool. Yeah, he's a big fool. Yeah. I tell you. He was, is, and for eternity shall be a fool. I don't know if he knew God, but if he did not, if he was not able to know God, he was, is, and shall ever be a big fool, because the Bible says so. I cannot say that. You may have made the iPad or the iPhone, but you are a fool if you say that there is no God. Do you want to turn to it? All your intelligence is equals to zero. Because the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Isn't it? Is it not sad? Sad or not sad? Very sad. Amen. The fool says there is no God. Hallelujah. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed and sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. You can turn to it, Psalm 36, verse 1. The Bible says that he has ceased to be wise and to do good because there is no fear of God in his eyes. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want you to know, that the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit have an influence on your level of intelligence. I'm telling you. Okay? Are you there? In fact, so much so, it has such an effect on your level of intelligence that the Bible, the names of the Holy Spirit are even divided into the different things that make up your intelligence. Yeah. It's amazing. Is it not fantastic? So, I want you to love the Holy Spirit. Because if you love the Holy Spirit, you are going to really be very intelligent. Now, what is intelligence? It is your capacity for learning and understanding. You see, the names of the Holy Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding. You see, a lot of people don't understand things. Yeah, they don't understand things. They don't understand. You can talk, and they don't understand anything what you are saying. You say that a person is daft. And similar forms of mental activity, aptitude in grasping truths, relationships. You see, there are a lot of people, the intelligence is so low that they cannot grasp the importance of relationships. It's true. Because it's stupidness, foolishness that will make you go away from your father's house like the prodigal son did. It's stupidness. I said, it's stupidness. Yeah. It's not wisdom. That's what I'm saying, that these are describing intelligence. The forms of mental activity, aptitude in grasping truths, relationships, facts, meanings of things. Hey! The evaluated conclusions drawn from information. Evaluated conclusions that you draw from my preaching today. If you have a lower level of intelligence, the conclusions you will draw from the preaching will be different from somebody with a higher level of intelligence and mental activity. It's true. You see, ladies and gentlemen, God is giving us His Holy Spirit for something far greater than we even thought. It's the greatest gift. It's a promise that it took thousands of years to fulfill. For God to send His Spirit. He said, I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And the whole flesh is going to change. And what is that Spirit? What is that Spirit? Who is this Spirit? And what does He do? So that is the anointing. When it comes on you. Are you listening to me? It means intelligence. Means brightness. Quickness. You see, everything, even singers. We have singers who can learn the song fast. And others who cannot learn it fast. It's true. They can. Levels of brightness. Quickness. It also means quickness. Levels of quickness. Levels of perception. Levels of perspicacity. Do you understand perspicacity? You do not understand perspicacity. Let me define perspicacity for you. Perspicacity. The dictionary says that it doesn't know the meaning. So if the dictionary denies that such a word does not exist, what are we going to do? Okay, so another dictionary has been able to find out. It says it means having keen mental perception. Do you see? Keen mental perception and understanding. Is it amazing? How many want to have keen mental when they are teaching you your philosophy and the classics and what? Psychology. Huh? That's what we need. Perspicacity, keen mental understanding. You don't understand what you are learning in school. And I know that people don't know what they are learning in school. Why do I know? Because very few people use what they learn in school. Even when they come out of school, let's say you are having a meeting, they never mention anything from their background, from the school. You just look. You'll see. Because your background in school should be something that you can remember, something that you use. I mean, if you listen to me preaching, you hear me always making reference to medical things, symptoms of this, signs of this, steps to this. Eh? And even in the exams, like the exams that we do in church, multiple choice questions and things like that. Why do you think? Because the school that I went to has affected me in all my life has been affected. I've learned something. I learned that I was made to learn by doing those questions and that type of exam. But some of us, you've done psychology. There's no effect. Even when we meet, there's no aspect about it that has entered you. You've not understood it. It's true. Perspicacious, it means acutely insightful and wise. Amen. Another dictionary actually gives another meaning. it also says the ability to notice little differences. Do you see? And certain details. Do you see? Because sometimes someone is not looking nice, but you don't know why. Do you get it? Or sometimes somebody is not singing well, but you don't know why. So the ability to know why this little thing is, what is the person not doing? Do you see? It's perspicacity. Be able to pick up that it's this. That's what's wrong. This is what's wrong. Do you get it? Are you there? So the Holy Spirit has a great influence on your level of intelligence. And in fact, if you open yourself up to the Holy Spirit, you are going to become very highly intelligent. Yeah. So let me share with you the four quadrants or the four pillars. Are you with me? Of intelligence that the Holy Spirit will influence you into. And you're going to become very, very, very intelligent. Amen. And the four, can you turn with me to Isaiah? Don't worry if I'm not preaching fast or shouting. Do you understand? It's still preaching. This is how I'm preaching. You get it? Don't be worried. You don't have to hear shouting before you know that you are in church. Now, Isaiah 11 verse 1. This is where the seven spirits of God are mentioned. Okay. Number one, there shall come forth out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. Are you listening to me? Okay. Now turn also to Revelations chapter 1. Revelations chapter 1. And verse 4. John, to the seven spirits, seven churches, which are in Asia, grace be to you, and from him which is, and which was, and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Alright? Seven different spirits. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is made up of seven spirits. Okay? Are you there? The Holy Spirit is made up of seven spirits. Now, we are not so sure what exactly are the seven spirits. And I don't see why you want to be sure about everything. Do you understand? Can you hear me clearly? Because there are six spirits are mentioned there. If you add the Spirit of the Lord, you could call it a seventh spirit. But at other parts of the Bible, you hear other names being mentioned. For instance, the Spirit of revelation. And you also hear the Spirit of truth. And other ones like that. So, it can be whatever. But we know that there is a Spirit of the Lord. And then the Spirit of the wisdom, understanding. But I want to major on four pillars, quadrants, if you like, that make up the whole thing of intelligence. Okay? And number one is knowledge. Do you see? Hallelujah. Number one is knowledge. Number two is wisdom. Right? Number three is understanding. And number four is the fear of the Lord. So these four, you will notice, are, you know, they make a person intelligent. These four things make a person intelligent, and I will explain. Number one, knowledge. You don't know at all. You don't even know. Do you know NATO? Do you know NATO? You don't know what NATO is in the first place before you can understand it. Do you get it? Before you can apply it. Okay. So, one of the main things that you must understand is that you need to know some things. You need to know things. Because it is the knowing. I have to know A, B, C. I have to know 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to know 1, 2 times 4, 3 times 6, 3, 8. It's knowing. It's not even understanding that 3 times 8 is 24. It's simple. Do you understand? So you need to know things. Number two, you need to be wise to be able to use what you know. Do you understand? Now, wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge or experience. And I'm reading it from the dictionary. Or understanding, or common sense, or insight, is the ability to use it. So if you have the ability to use practically what you've learned, then you are called wisdom or wise. Do you understand? So let's say you are all in the church, you are hearing, Bishop has preached about this, this is preached about that. Or you go to school, you hear this, 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 that. Now, how to use it? Now, you will realize that many African heads of state, many African countries have got educated presidents and very educated ministers of state. Okay? When I say educated, that is, they have the knowledge and then the knowledge of the facts. They know everything. You got to just listen to the radio in Ghana to know how Ghanaians know a lot of things. Do you understand? Ghana has not been cursed with idiots as presidents. We have not been cursed with idiots or imbeciles. We have been blessed to have presidents and heads of state who are so knowledgeable that few countrymen can compare with them. Starting from Kwame Nkrumah. He was not an imbecile. Neither was he an idiot. He went to Oxford University. And you see, in America, if you're going to be the president of America, you have to go to certain universities, including Oxford is one of them. And when you go to England and you type in universities, let's say law or some other, they will give you a long list. Maybe they have maybe 70, you know, 100. They actually have, let's say, law schools. They have 100 and something of them. And then each school, let's say London School of this, Manchester so-and-so School of whatever, Leeds, whatever, it will be ranked number 70, this one number 85, number. But Oxford is one, and Cambridge is one. They are always one, two, one. It's number one. That's, you may not know that that is how it is. And just like in Ghana, if you go to the universities and they rank the universities, Legon, University of Science and Technology, Methodist, Catholic, Wisconsin, Central, Regent, all these universities that we have, number one will be Legon. It's the University of Ghana. Oh, yes, for sure. By far, it is the leading university. I don't think that's a discussion about, yeah. I'm giving you knowledge. Are you with me? So Ghana or Africa have not been cursed with idiots as presidents. You mention the names and mention where they went to school. Like, take Dr. Buzia. Buzia was not, the doctor is not a medical doctor. So when a person is a doctor but he's not a medical doctor, it means that he has studied to a very high level to be called doctor. At least 7 years. It's not at all something you just come by. You know, a lot of masters, you can have masters 1 year after whatever. But PhD, no. So Dr. Buzia was no small person. Dr. Hila Liman, another doctor. You see, that means he studied something, learned and wrote a thesis, a kind of a book, before you be made a doctor. This is what it means. Then you have President Kufuor, also went to Oxford University. Then you have President Mills, who also went to Harvard and these kind of places. And President Mills is extremely, extremely intelligent and knowledgeable. Extremely. That is why, you see, he cannot see well. But when he gives speeches, when I'm at home with my wife, we are sitting together on a chair and we are watching television, she always says, this is how he lectures. He doesn't hold papers. He doesn't hold notes. He will lecture in a law. Yeah, he's the one that, like, the only lecturer who does that. He has the knowledge in his head to the extent that he just stands there and he speaks fluently on the laws and the cases and everything. That's how. So he's using that same ability to in his presidential. Watch when he went to give a speech in the UN and other speeches that he cannot see, but he can speak. Yeah, it's so something. There's something up there. Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm explaining that the knowledge, as for the knowledge, it is there. Do you understand? It is not just lightly there. It is deep. They know everything. Do you get it? But how to apply... You see, let me read the definition of wisdom. The trait or the ability to apply knowledge or the ability to apply experience, because they went abroad, or the ability to apply understanding, so you understand something, but the ability to apply what you understand, or the ability to apply common sense, or the ability to apply insight is wisdom. How do you apply what you learned in America here, practically? Do you understand? As for planners, architects, engineers, we have a technical school for years. We have been making them. When you go to England, you will never see a foreign company building a road there. Never, never, never. The big money to be given to outsiders come and build a road, do not happen. But here, they build it for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, the ability to use. So, you are sitting in church, you are hearing messages about marriage, about life, about so many things. And some of you are still taking bad decisions. Yeah. It's because you have to actually apply it. Yeah. That's where wisdom comes in. That's wisdom. Okay. Then we come to understanding. Are you with me? Now, to understand is to see how it is done. to understand, our understanding is in the dictionary, it's an inclination to agree with an opinion. Do you see? So for instance, if I'm, you quickly agree. It's an inclination to agree. Like for instance, if you say, oh, this guy, I like flowing with him because he really understands. What you are trying to say is that he has an inclination to agree, you know, with what you are saying. And not just what agree, because agreeing is like a yes man. You have to say yes to everything. That's a yes man or yes boy. Do you see? But an inclination to flow. Like if I start talking about something, wow, you sort of, whereas you could also be sleeping. But you are more inclined to be alive, to sort of flow and agree and accept and learn and receive. So that inclination is there. That's what you mean by the person is, and the Bible says, he shall make him of a quick understanding. He'll quickly be inclined to just flow. It's in the dictionary. You can check it. It's not my definitions. I don't want you to be confused with what I say. So you can check yourself. An inclination to support or be loyal or to agree with an opinion. The capacity for rational thought. Rational thinking. So when people don't have rational thinking, they don't have the capacity for rational thinking. So that is where you need more of a dictator. Do you see? Because they don't understand what you are saying. They don't quickly support it. So you need more of a dictatorial leader who says, okay, nobody should park here. Anybody who park here, this is my sign. You will die. Something bad will happen to you. Finish. And then everybody starts to agree. Because the capacity for rational thinking is not developed. Are you there? Okay. So we have knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and then the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the very important factor that does not take you into stupidity. Do you see? Because once God is not in your thinking, you become an animal. Do you see? And I say to anyone who does not believe in God, that according to the Bible, you are a fool. And today we have a lot of them in the system. Turn to Romans chapter 1. If you see, in Romans chapter 1, and verse 28, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. You see, you have to retain or maintain God in as part of the knowledge that you have. When you are developing your science and developing any and everything that you are and that you do, you must retain. When you say retain, it's like it keeps the God part. You see, this is the problem with people who develop in knowledge and then the application of knowledge and people who are quick to understand. Do you see? They don't retain or maintain God. So I'm so happy that I'm a doctor. And then as a doctor, I can speak as somebody who has retained God in my knowledge. And the Bible says that even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So he dashes them up to become evil, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, debate, deceit, malignity, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. God allowed them to invent the nuclear bombs and other terrorist bombs, grenades, everything. God just said, okay, since I'm not there, I have dashed you to evil. So they became inventors of discotheques, nightclubs, homosexual things, everything. They became inventors of evil things without understanding, covenant breakers. That's why we need to go to court to sign when we're going to get married. Because there's covenant. Everybody is a covenant breaker. Nobody keeps an agreement. So God has dashed them to a world and a life so depraved you wouldn't want. Without natural affection. See them murdering themselves, killing themselves. Implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So ladies and gentlemen, this morning, I am explaining to you that the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit has a great effect on your intelligence. Because the Spirit of God is a spirit of wisdom. These, at least these four, we know that He is. Wisdom, practical. The Holy Spirit is practical. When the Holy Spirit is on somebody, you see these four things will be there. That is, and the level, the person's level of intelligence is going up. Your level of intelligence goes higher and higher and higher. As the Holy Spirit is in you, you become more intelligent. People think that you only speak in tongues, but you become more clever. More clever and more intelligent. Yeah. If you knew this, you would pray. You see, if you read Paul, when he prays, he writes some of his prayers in the New Testament. Always he prayed for the Holy Spirit, that you would give me the Spirit, that you would give me the Spirit, for through the supply of the Spirit, that you would grant unto me the Holy Spirit, that you would grant to me the Spirit of revelation. Is there always. Because this Holy Spirit, he affects so many things, but it influences the level of your intelligence, even your knowledge. It's through the Holy Spirit that I started to know history. Yeah. Because the Holy Spirit made me, when I was waiting on God, He made me start to know things. And I started to study history. What is happening and what has happened. Yeah. And history is perhaps the most important subject in school. Because it reveals what is going to happen. If you want to see what's going to happen, you can watch this, a film called Hiroshima. You can watch it. You see, this is what's going to happen. By all means, I'll bet with anybody to happen. Well, history is a prediction. So a good prophet always studies history. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. Are you there? So you see, some of you are not clever. And it is because the Holy Spirit is not much in your life. You are more under another influence. And if you are not spiritual, what are you? Earthly. Sensual. Or devilish. Yeah. Some other influence. Now when you go to churches today, you see that the Holy Spirit is not influencing many churches. Many pastors are not under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So that's why you see that sometimes you go to the church and the church is more seem to be under a kind of influence of this world. How to be rich, how to have a banner, how to stay here, how to do this. And everything is not the Spirit's influence. It's an earthly influence. Because when you are earthly, what it means is not heavenly. There's no heaven. It's earth. And for as long as life on this earth is concerned, everything about it is education, money, food, clothing, sex, financial, whatever, is all earth. All those things are not in heaven. So you see, we pastors, we look more like chief executives of companies because we are so influenced by the earthly. Most of us are under earthly influence rather than the Holy Spirit influence. So we look more like chief executive of banks than prophets in the Bible. Look, you just read your Bible. See, how does a prophet in the Bible look like? And how does today's modern pastor look like? And ask yourself, what is influencing us? It's true. So I need you to become more and more and more under and open to the... If you knew what I was... You would pray every day. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Fill me. You see, when I was with Yonggi Cho in his car, in the car when we were coming to the stadium to preach, you know, he was praying, Holy Spirit. In the car, he was sitting by me. He would pray, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy. And he always says, the Holy Spirit is his best friend. The Holy Spirit. Benny Hinn also the same. When a person becomes more and more under the influence of the Holy Spirit, in so many things, you know, so many things. But this is one of them. You become more intelligent. Wow. Wow. Now, knowledge. Let me just go through the four, and then we close for today. The four. Listen, this is now, so those of you who say you are students, knowledge is the first one. Knowledge to know even that something exists, it comes from the grace of the Holy Spirit on you. You will start to know. Like for instance, as you are going to get married, okay? Some of you are going to get married. That to know that you this can be. When you marry, and a Nephilim can be inside your wife. To even know. Do you understand? To even know. It's the Holy Spirit who made you know. Otherwise, you can never know. I mean, how will you know something like that in your life? You don't know. Do you know NATO? You don't know NATO. There's so many things we don't know. So to even know that a beautiful girl may be a terrible person is a knowledge. Yeah. But I will say that even for me, when I was in school at this age, I didn't know. I didn't know that. I know it now. I know it now. Because I've been a pastor for many years pastoring people. And I've seen beauties get married. Beauties. Hey! I remember one beautiful sister. You know, there are some people when you see them, they distract you. Everybody's beautiful, but some people are a little bit of something more. They got a little something extra. That kind of witch-like beast that he had seen. I have not even seen somebody like that before, behaving that way. There are so many things you say, I have not seen one before. Everything you have the first time you see. But you see, this is knowledge. So if you have that knowledge and you are able to apply it, you start to be careful. Because you remember, I know there's something like this that exists. Something like this exists. Yeah. Recently, I saw a snake, and somebody was asking me, what type of snake is it? And he asked a question, is it this? And I laughed in my head, because I realized that the person has no knowledge of snakes. Because when I was in school, we studied snakes. We studied the classification of snakes, the type of snake, how to identify different snakes, and the types of venom that they produce. The effect of the venom and the classification of snake venom. So for somebody to ask that question was funny, but he doesn't even know what it is. I said, this is not what you are saying. It's a child. This one is not. So to know things, so as you come to church, because of the sweet influences of the Spirit, you start to know things you never knew. You start to know things you never knew. You start to know things you never knew.
But it's the Holy Spirit that is making you know. And each time you come into new knowledge, you realize that the Holy Spirit is making you know. He's making you know. He's making you know. He's making you know, especially something that is useful. He's making you know. So, there is a type of knowledge that you sense is coming from the Spirit. Yeah, when the Holy Spirit is on you, you see that he's making you know certain things. So, how will you know this type of knowledge is coming from him? I will show you. Because each type, I will show you that there is a type. This one is coming from the Spirit. How many want to know the knowledge that is coming from the Spirit? Ish. Turn to 2 Peter. Chapter 1. So, five signs. You see, five signs that the knowledge you are getting is, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit has the effect of your intelligence. How many would like a more intelligent person to rule you? How many would like to meet a more intelligent person? If you meet somebody who is just a gardener, all that he understands is how to water cabbage and to whatever, would you like him to be the president who is taking decisions? Yeah. Amen. Yes. Grace, the first sign that the knowledge you are receiving is from the influence of the Holy Spirit, that it brings grace, the grace of God. Grace. The second sign is that it brings peace. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Grace. The grace of God multiplies into your life through the knowledge of God. Yeah. God makes you the grace of. It's like, what is grace? Grace is undeserved help. You are being helped through the knowledge that you are getting. So suddenly you know this and it's helping you. Grace. When you say by the grace of God, it's by the undeserving help of God. Wow. So suddenly you are helped. Grace is multiplied. Help, assistance is multiplied. Because there's a lot of knowledge that does not multiply assistance. It just increases grief. The Bible says increasing knowledge increases grief. There's knowledge that does that. It makes you sleep. But there is knowledge that multiplies help in your life. Yeah. And so, when I met Yonggi Cho, and I started to know about church growth, it multiplied as help for me. I've got a big church because I have come to know things about church growth. So the grace of God become more in my life for church growth. Yeah. When you know things, it's like you are suddenly helped. For instance, if you are coming to do business in Ghana, you must know that one of the main things to do business in Ghana is stealing. Stealing is number one. All your things will be stolen. Whether it's taxi, tipper truck, hotel, whatever, is the number one knowledge you need to do well in business, that everybody is a thief and everybody is trying to steal something from you and they are stealing. It's a knowledge that if you don't have it, you come with all your investment. Okay, I'm making a computer here, so I'm setting up a communication center, and I've got three taxis that are. You have to know that everybody is going to steal something from you. If you are building, you have to know number one is stealing. If you don't know, and people who don't know it, they come to business, nothing works for them. Whereas abroad, stealing is not the number one. Because nobody will steal the paper, nobody will steal the pen, nobody will steal cotton wool from the ward, nobody will steal. All these things are not stolen. No. If they go to a hotel, they will not steal the. And amazingly,
I heard this from Kwesi Indom when he made his hotel. He said he didn't know when he came from America that the number one is stealing. So he realized that there's no fork left in the hotel. There's no more fork. He realized there's no more towel. There's no more this. There's all these are gone. And all the people, and you cannot sack the people. Because they are all from Elmina. They are all from relatives. They are all from whatever. And he learned it. And you have to learn it. Most people don't know. It's number one. If you are building, number one is they are stealing. Everybody is stealing. Anything you are doing, there's petty thieves everywhere. But it's knowledge. An innocent person goes, oh, I've got my investment. I've set up my beauty salon. I'm doing this. You put all this. You will get nothing from it. So a grace will be multiplied to when you know this. But when you don't know it. Look. I have done transport business before. I've done it. It's not that somebody told me. I've done it. I've done taxi. I've done hiring car. I've had a hiring car. I tried to get a bus, but it didn't work. And I've done tipper truck. My father-in-law, who has knowledge and experience, he knew. And one day I was traveling abroad, and he told me, park the truck here and travel and come. Because he knew, he knows. And grace and peace is multiplied to you through knowledge. Read it. I'm talking about knowledge. God will give you information. He said, no. Park it. I said, no. I have two reliable guys. My driver was called Isa. So I packed. I said that they should work. By the time I come back, I was going to Switzerland. By the time I come back, I'll be rich. So I traveled and I came. When I came, Bishop Saki and Co. met me. They even had a song they sang and all that. And after we had settled, and then the next day, then he came to inform me about that whilst I was away, certain things happened. And so they had to do this, and they had to do this, and this. And actually now I'm owing all this. Not only... You see, but grace and peace was being multiplied to me through knowledge. Somebody with knowledge and experience. Grace and peace was being multiplied, but I could not receive the knowledge. And some of you see, as I'm preaching, even about relationships, some of you are in relationship you should not be in. Grace, like God is trying to help your life, but you can't take. He's trying to bring peace to your life, but you can't receive it. Yeah. It's being multiplied, but you say, no, I don't want this information. The information I have is okay. Hey! So, thank God for knowledge. When God starts to bring knowledge to you, He is actually bringing grace and peace. Then, number three, according as His divine power has given unto us, things that pertain to this life. The next third thing that is coming to your life, all things that pertain to this life. Everything that pertains to this life comes through knowledge. How do you get a wheelbarrow? Rebecca, how do you get a wheelbarrow? Do you know how to make a wheelbarrow? You need knowledge. Otherwise, you can never have your own wheelbarrow. That's why we don't have wheelbarrows in Ghana. We have to import them. Because we don't know NATO. We don't know how to make wheelbarrow. We don't know how to make iPhone. We don't know how to make nothing. We know nothing. All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge, again, through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue. Once again, a lot of things come to us through knowledge. All things, anything that pertains to life, and then anything that pertains to godliness, also comes through knowledge, through the knowledge of God.
and through knowledge. Knowledge in the first, facts in the first place. So, you see that when the Holy Spirit is on you, or the Spirit influences you, there are people who have told me, Bishop, I went to school because I heard you preaching, and I felt I should go to school. Because the Holy Spirit will always want you to know more. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes me learn about animals. I never knew all my life. Nothing will make me learn. The Holy Spirit, through Yom Gicho, made me go and play golf. Something I never knew was important. Yeah. And I never knew was important. Not my father. My father didn't tell me. My mother didn't tell me. Nobody. I was in Achimota school, right by the course. I have no interest. They look at some old men who are walking around with some sticks. But I got knowledge. The knowledge about how to live. The knowledge about women, about men, about life. Knowledge, 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 knowledge. Grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace. All things that pertain to this life. All things that pertain to godliness. All things, they come through knowledge. And that's why you see, when you see ignorant people, ignorance is directly related to poverty. Yeah, the higher the ignorance, more poverty, more stillbirths, more maternal mortality, infant mortality, diseases. Everything is related to knowledge. All things that pertain to life. So God, He even gives us secular knowledge. It is good. So when the Holy Spirit is working, you start to know things that are useful, that bring life, that bring peace, that bring help you, that help you. Oh, thank God for knowledge that helps. Thank God for knowledge, that grace is multiplied through knowledge. Wow! God helps us through knowledge. God can give you a word of knowledge that will really help your life. Amen. So anytime God wants to give you special grace, amen. All right? And last of all, the divine nature. You begin to have a divine nature when the knowledge of God comes to you. So these are signs that you are receiving knowledge of God. Your intelligence is going higher. Read the next verse in 2 Peter. What does it say? Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So you become like God. Yeah. You become a source of security. You become a source of stability. Come here, Junior, come. Supposing he's going to be, stand here. Let's say he's going to be the head of state now. We will immediately feel insecure. Because we feel like he doesn't know much. Isn't it? What does he know? What does he know? He doesn't know much. So we realize there's a certain nature that he's not a partaker of, a certain mature nature. That he does. We just suddenly, we don't feel secure that he should be there. What does he know? That is why there are many jobs that say you must be married. So that you know something that you don't know when you are not married. Yeah. Because there are things you know only when you are married. When you are not married, you have all sorts of ideas. And when you are married, you know. And you say, wow. So if you're still smiling after you are married, then you know that you are anointed. Amen. Amen. Sit down, brother. All right. So these five things come into you when the Holy Spirit is bringing knowledge to your life. Yeah. So pray every day. Pray. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I don't want to be daft. Let me know. And you see that you watch even a film and you will know. You may have heard me say something. I said, watch Rambo. You learn something. Yeah, because even when I'm watching a film, because the Holy Spirit is in me and upon me, I learn things from films. I'm amazed. Yeah. I've learned a lot by watching Hitler. Yeah, I've learned a lot. But you think that you are watching something negative, but actually, you have learned a lot. I've learned a lot. Don't tell that I put on the film within the first 5 minutes. I just learned something and I switch it off. Yeah. I'm always learning. And that knowledge is helping me practically. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Listening to.
May grace and peace be multiplied. So when a person has the Holy Spirit, you see he's holding a book, he's reading. Yeah. He's getting more knowledge. I need to be with people who know things. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. You only say yes to everything. You say, yes, sir. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, sir. Yes, Bishop. I need some people, someone who also knows something. What do you know? Do you know NATO? You don't know anything. Now, you see, that, do you know NATO? I watched it as a film. A man was being made a vice president, and he was being interviewed, and he didn't know anything. So the interviewer asked him, so what is your opinion about what NATO is doing? It was a comedy. What is your opinion about NATO? They said, then he asked the guy, NATO? Do you know NATO? He said, I know France, NATO. Do you know France? He thought NATO was somebody. He said, I don't know NATO. Do you know NATO? He said, I don't know NATO. He was daft. You don't understand? He was so stupid that in the film he thought NATO was somebody. He said, you don't know Frank NATO. I also don't know Frank NATO. Why should I know NATO? You don't know NATO. I don't know. And he was now the vice president of America. He didn't know NATO. I don't know NATO. You know NATO. How many want the Holy Spirit to be bringing you information? Wow. Next time you watch a film, say, Holy Spirit. Because all the films, they are all based on something that somebody has seen before. Something that has happened before. Something that is happening. Yeah. Like, I watch a film on Saddam Hussein. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, do you see, when he killed his sons-in-law, the Holy Spirit showed me, said, do you see how we are? We always think that what bad thing this person did to this other, he will not do that thing to me. So when the person is being rude to her mother, in my case, the person will be kind to me. Yeah. When the person is being some way towards that first person, when I marry the person will be nice to me. It will change in my case because I'm different. Wow. Is it not amazing? And I saw that never think that the way somebody is behaving to this, in your case, the person is there. Even if the person looks nice to you, never believe it. Never believe that the person is really nice. The person is pretending. Yeah. They have a spirit of chameleon. They mimic what you say. They just say what you say. When they know we are there with a leader, they say what you say. When you say that, they agree with it. They always agree with you. But actually, they are not with you. Watch them. So I'm always observing people, how they behave with this, how you 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 behave with this. Yeah. If you want to know how a woman is really, see what she has done to her husband in the house. It's true. It's true. What a shock. Now, turn with me to James. I'm going to end soon. How many want to now know when the Holy Spirit is giving you wisdom? How to... Most black people, when they work in Europe, you should hear them speaking about their bosses, the white people. These people, these the white people there, you know, they are like, it is a level of understanding. They are always exhibiting a lower level of understanding. Sometimes if I'm on a project site, I don't like people to be near when I'm talking about things. Some people. Because they don't understand. But when they go, say, the man, he doesn't, he's difficult, he's a very difficult man. He doesn't understand this, he's this and that. So you see that scripture where the Bible says, he said he's a hard man. He's a hard man. Istanewa. Mene istanewae. Istanewa wa nenche. He cannot dig. They cannot attain. And when you are working, poor people are working for you, whose understanding is not to a point. If you say, I'll give you 5 CDs, and they finish working, and they didn't do the work, you will learn to be wise and pay them the 5 CDs so that they go away. Yeah, because they can kill you for that 5 CDs. Because to them, they completed the contract. In fact, they don't even understand the word contract. Because contract is studied in law, called law of contract. You go for 1 year, you'll be learning contract law, contract law, contract law, contract law. They don't understand such things. When you say human resource, this thing, graduates will have this, non-graduates will have this, this. So you see, the unions are always going on strike. That's why they're always going on strike. We not go see that we are the ones doing the real work. These guys, they don't do anything, just sit in the office, they come late, hide this and that. They don't understand, they cannot grasp certain things, it's beyond them. That's why they are not called for such meetings. They can't attain. Read the Bible, say, attain unto the attain. I couldn't attain. Oba explain, I'm attain. Do you want to attain to higher councils? Yeah. Go to school, become a graduate. Yeah. Even if you are in a polytechnic, go to university, and the polytechnic is different from university. Go and become a graduate. Don't deceive yourself. It affects your ability to attain to certain councils. It affects your ability to reason. If you don't know, I'm telling you. That's why we don't have meetings with certain people. They attain. Do you understand? Attain. They cannot attain unto sad councils. You know, hey! Yeah. One day I read in the newspaper, a man went to an Indian boss. He went there, he took a gun. And his boss, he was supposed to pay him 40,000 CDs. Not this CDs, the old ones. 42,000 or so. And he was fair. His boss said he would not pay him. 400,000, that's the amount. 400,000. He went to the, at Adabraka, he went with a gun. And he looked at the Indian, his boss, and killed him, shot him. And they arrested him and gone to prison for life. So the understanding, his understanding was that the man has cheated him for 400,000. And the Bible says that if you're the laborer, if he said that when they finish working, pay them, for their eyes are set on it. Their heart is set on it. Be careful. Yeah. One day I met a man. When he was speaking, I said, this man is a murderer. He can easily be a murderer. Yeah. As he was talking, I said, this man can be a murderer. He can even hire murderers. It's true. I realized that I've entered into the den of a very dangerous person. And I did everything to get away from him and have nothing that he can say that we owe. You will not be called for certain meetings because you understand it's not. So pray for the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Even to be in the company of a great person, you will not be called. Yeah, because you don't understand anything. How many are going to pray, Holy Spirit? Yeah. My level of intelligence is going higher and higher and higher in Jesus' name. And understanding. Oh, how many want more understanding? Is it fantastic? Now, I am going to show you one wonderful scripture in Proverbs chapter 4. And then we are ending. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. Hey! Get wisdom. That means it's gettable. I say it's gettable. Number two, get understanding. That means understanding is gettable. Think about it. You never understand issues. You don't understand anything. Let's say you are going through tribulation. You don't understand it. But Paul understood. Paul always explained. He said that my tribulation, I rejoice in my tribulation, for it is working out perseverance. And the perseverance is working out proven character. And the proven character is working hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. I mean, he understood the tribulations he was going. You there, you don't understand anything. So always, God has forsaken me. God this, God doesn't like that. But Paul understood. He had understanding. You there, you don't understand anything that's happening in this world. Why? Holy Spirit. Shall I pray you don't marry a blockhead? Pray you don't marry a dense person whose head is full of water and porridge. Hey! Pray you marry somebody whose head can be influenced by the Holy Spirit. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 6. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. Oh, wisdom is the principal thing. With all thy getting, get understanding. Verse 7, with all your getting, understanding. So pray, Lord, help me to understand, especially difficult messages. Do you know why I've been preaching about prophets and spiritual? Let me tell you a secret. Don't tell anyone. Okay. Do you know why? Every time I preach prophets and spiritual men, I preach that women should not preach. Do you remember? Do you know why I've been preaching it? Because I don't understand it. But I like saying it because it's wonderful. Like Paul said, a woman shouldn't preach. And that anybody who is spiritual, if he is spiritual, however, he should agree that what I'm saying is from God. I keep saying it because I don't understand it, but I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to attain to. And as I've been saying it, even last week when I was sharing about the Nephilims, you see, I learned those Nephilims, I was amazed that the Nephilims can enter the fair women as it was in the days of Noah. Hey. So don't be afraid of things you don't understand. Get understanding. Pray, Lord, I want to understand. I want to understand. I want to understand. And God will help you to understand. Some of you don't pray for every day. You are praying for beloved, praying for husband, praying for wife. Pray. These are the prayer topics God answers to. Do you know that I've noticed to me my number one prayer topic that God answers is praying for wisdom. Those other physical things I haven't had the much answers. Those ones. It's true. I mean, I'm not trying to say God has not answered my prayer, but I'm telling you that the number one thing I've noticed that God answers a lot of answers in my experience is praying for these topics. Spiritual wisdom, understanding, knowledge, which is Paul used to pray for. I've noticed answers. So start praying, because wisdom also leads to money. So instead of praying for money, pray for wisdom. Get understanding. Now notice verse 8. Verse 8 is circulate verse 8, because that is ish, exalted. She shall promote thee. Promotion. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. How many want the honor and the promotion? She shall give to thine head a crown, an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She shall deliver to thee. Amen. 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 And then finally, the fear of the Lord. You are becoming more intelligent. Now, if Bill Gates, do you see? If Bill Gates invents computers, laptops, do you see? And he says, there is no God. What is he? He's a fool. A big fool. With all his word Microsoft Word and Excel and Windows and what have you. He said, stupid fool. All the wisdom has been able to apply practical and all his knowledge. He's stupid. He's a fool. Anybody who says there's no God, Psalm 14 verse 1, read it and underline it. Read it and underline it. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Wow. So the God factor, you see, is there. So all these go together. These four go together. So you see, there are people who say there is God, there is God. So they have that one, but they don't have, and they have knowledge. So you can have a president who says there is God. He has knowledge from Harvard or knowledge from Cambridge. He has understanding of all those things, but cannot apply it practically. It still is not intelligence. Or you can have somebody who has Microsoft Word. He knows it. He understands it. He knows how to apply it practically, become a billionaire, but says there's no God. It's also not intelligence. And these are very good examples that we have. And we can have people who sit in church time after time after time. They see wisdom right in front of them. They hear it right there, but they cannot apply it. They may come to Bible school, listen to a lot of things, hear it, watch it, but they cannot apply it when they go. They may even look back and say, oh, the Bible school is not a good Bible school. It's true. The Bible school is not a good Bible school. I met Sam Jonah some years ago, and I was amazed how practical he was. And I realized once again the essence of not just knowledge, but a practical how to apply things. Wisdom. Yeah. All these, you see, people with Harvard, with this. And that is why you see that perhaps Rawlings, without all the knowledge of Harvard, but I think he went up to just O level. Without all that, but practically, anybody who is at Gihok, you have been sacked from this evening. You see it on the news. You are going home today. That's all. The board is dissolved from today. Where is the man who makes water at Adenta? Where is he? Call him for me right now. And they will bring the guy. Practical. That's what we need in Ghana. Yeah. Electricity to the north now. He says it's not it's feasible. I say now, start building. It's going. And it's there. So I'm just saying that, you see, these are different aspects that are, but without the wisdom from above, without mercy, then it also becomes something else. So I want you to pray from today. How many are going to pray? I just want you to be praying. The Holy Spirit. Eesh. Not only tongues, so intelligence. The level of your intelligence is going higher under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Yes. You will not just be a student of psychology or political science that you've learned. How come in your practical discussion you never mention even one of the things you've learned in the school? Have you noticed? You did political science. There's no mention of anything that you, nothing. One day I was asking my wife, I said, did you do history? She said, she did history. So I was telling her about, what's his name, Robespierre, the guy who did the French Revolution. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. So this thing, I wrote essays, French Revolution. But we don't hear it practically. Practically. What did you learn in Bible school? Practically. Now go and apply it. 5-4 years. Those who come to the Bible school, if they have wisdom, they can apply. They will be great men of God. Yeah. Those of you who have come to Legon, but you can't apply it practically. Because it's a good school. Legon is a good school. Tech, all of these are good schools. Central, they are good schools. They are all schools. They are schools. It's a school. A school is a school. As I walk out,
and I see the trees, I'm under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I see things I never saw. But I realize the Holy Spirit is making me notice what I never noticed. Making me think what I never thought. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. He's making me reason. He's making me remember. He's bringing to my mind. He's making me know what I never knew. When I watched the Roman Empire and I watched how they made water flow in Rome. 1,000 years ago when there was no electricity, you put on a tap and water will be running in Rome. They made a gutter in the air, suspended on blocks, and made a gradual gradient from a river. And it flowed from far, and everywhere in Rome they have running water. That's 2,000 years ago. No electricity, nothing. See that? People are thinking. And they made a road. Every town in Egypt, in Europe, everywhere, England, everywhere, there was a road. They made a cobblestone road. That this road is a Roman road. It leads to a Roman city. And there's a road that leads to, you walk on, up to today, they are in Europe. You see the roads, you walk on them. The road, every road leads to Rome. It was a real thing. Wonderful. How were they able to do it? But even to know that it has existed before, you didn't know till this morning. That's the first point. Before you can start to apply it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, that every film I've ever watched and every film I keep watching, I realize the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Even when I watched Jurassic Park and I saw the dinosaur chasing this lady or this guy, and the guy has put an egg in the bag. It was at the end of the film that I saw that the egg was in the bag. And I realized that a tithe or an offering, that is for God, and you are keeping it somewhere, and you see that something is following you the whole of your life because of a tithe, something that belongs to God. Leviticus 27 verse 30, the tithe is the Lord's. It belongs to God. It's not your money. Whether you are a student or worker, it is the Lord's. So the Holy Spirit is always speaking. He's speaking. He's speaking. He's speaking. He's speaking. He's speaking. I pray. Eh? Pray for it, sister. Pray. If you read Benny Hinn's book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. He talks to the Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. It is good to be here this morning. Thank you for being with me now. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Holy Spirit, let's go. Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, talk to me. Holy Spirit, move through me. Tell me things. Holy Spirit, tell me things. Is it not what Jesus said? He will bring to your remembrance. He will teach you things. He will speak to you. Holy Spirit, tell me what to do. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Speak to me this morning. Wow. I pray for you. I pray for myself too. That the Holy Spirit will be, increasing my intelligence every moment. In Jesus' name, stand to your feet. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. As we end this service, we are grateful that you have done what you have done for us. Lift your hands and thank God for a moment for the level of your intelligence is rising from today under the influences of the Spirit and the influences of the sweet anointing of God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Everybody, listen, just pray. Ask God for the Holy Spirit. It's a prayer. It's one of the only prayers Jesus mentioned. If you, being evil, can give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give you the Holy Spirit when you ask for Him? Ask for the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing.
speak in tongues and pray to the Holy Spirit. God is going to make you intelligent. Your mental capacity, your ability to know, to attain knowledge, to accept things, to flow and agree. Father, thank you. Lomo suentabre meledupre se melebe le meshada la baba. In Jesus' name we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing.
Yeah.
the influence of the Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. The influence of the anointing, the influence of the Spirit, the influence of your presence on my mind, on my intelligence. Lord, thank you for your wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you for the impact of my understanding. Thank you for the impact of your Spirit on my mind, on my understanding, on my ability to reason, to think, to understand. Thank you. You are all that I want, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your blessed presence. Thank you for your blessed presence. Thank you for your voice speaking to me, talking to me, advising me, counseling me. Holy Spirit, I receive you. I receive your presence and your great help in my life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mama Shalala, Leka Paladalaba. Thank you for your higher level of intelligence and understanding and wisdom and knowledge that come from you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your blessedness. Thank you. You're all that I want, Lord. Holy Spirit, for your presence, your power to change us, make us wiser, more intelligent, more understanding, more knowledge, clever, wise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We receive your presence in our lives in Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed for a moment as we come to the end, if you are here, the Bible says, except you repent, you will perish. This morning as we close the service, if you are here, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to God. Somebody invited you, but you don't know Him. You don't know Jesus. You don't know the Holy Spirit. If you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I have to give my life to God. Lift your hand, just your right hand, please. I'm going to pray with you before I take my seat. Lift it up high. God bless you. Pastor, help me. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life. If you die tomorrow, this evening, next week, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell. Pray with me. I want to give my life to God. Then lift up your right hand. God bless you. Now, if you have lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Come. Come to the front. All that I long.
And all that I long for.
Come all the way to the front. I want to pray with you.
Just accept of you coming near.
Everybody lift your hands. Father, thank you so much for this blessedness of your Spirit's presence. Just breathe in and receive the Holy Spirit right now. Receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessed influence of the Spirit. We depart from earthly influences, sensual influences, and devilish influences. And we enter and abide in the influence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your blessedness, Lord, today. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.